Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics. Got an interesting first half of the show right now. A gentleman by the name of Mark Walters has joined me. We're going to chat about gun rights. We're going to chat about his nationally syndicated radio program, which airs 250 stations across the country. Mark, you are a real Second Amendment advocate, as I am. You have also a very interesting story in terms of how you got involved in this particular portion of society. I'd like you to number one, tell us a little bit about your show. Number two, tell us a little bit about yourself. And number three, I really want our listeners to hear the story about how you got started in this deal.
Oh, yeah, well, sure. Well, first off, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it very much. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's the show is Armed American Radio. You know, I can go back to, I was interviewing Ted Nugent a number of years ago, and he said, Armed American Radio, what a great name for a radio show.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuck. You know, it kind of stuck, and I used that tag for a while, for a number of years, because it is a great name for a radio show, because this is America, and Americans do have the right to keep and bear arms. We have the Second Amendment right, which doesn't give us the right, but it recognizes our God-given rights, our inalienable rights,
right.
Our natural right to defend ourselves with whatever tool necessary to defend our lives. Human beings have the natural right to be able to do whatever they have to do to protect and defend themselves and their loved ones. We have, and our communities and so forth. So it was a natural fit. It was a great name. You know, you asked about how the program got started.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating story. I know you've looked at it. I go back a number of years ago. I'd always been a gun owner. From the time I got out of college, I went to work in the trucking business. I went in transportation. I was selling freight services for large motor carriers. At that time was a company by the name of Overnight Transportation, who would later be bought by UPS. And they transferred me from my home in Virginia to some big cities up in the Northeast. And quite frankly, I was calling on, you know, calling on industrial areas. You're not on the, you know, you're not near the gated communities. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
And I found myself in some pretty rough areas.
I'll bet
you
did. I was
uncomfortable with it. So I purchased a firearm for myself. My first gun was a Raven 25 caliber, a little semi-automatic that would later be demonized due to a murder when a 13-year-old boy would kill his teacher, Barry Grunow, with it years later. With that very same gun that he stole from his grandfather on the last day of school. You might remember that murder when the kid shot his teacher, but that gave rise to the term Saturday Night Special. That's where it came from.
Yep.
And throwaway guns, et cetera. Thank God I never had to use that gun, but I carried it with me everywhere I went, and that was back in the mid-80s. And I guarantee you I was carrying that gun illegally. I never even thought about permit processes, didn't even think about it, because I knew I had a right to carry a firearm. I had a right to buy the gun. I only paid $69 for it, and I walked in and walked out with the gun. It was pretty much that simple. And it would be years later, you know, I would graduate to training and bigger, better guns over time and began to collect them and so forth. And when I was down in Florida in 19, I moved to Florida in 92, got my permit in Florida. And when in 2002, my daughter was 2 weeks old. I left my home and was heading to my business that I was running, a small truckload brokerage company, when two individuals at a traffic light stopped me at about 6:20 in the morning on my way to work and decided that they were going to, I guess, you know, all I could tell at that point was it looked like they were attempting to carjack a car that was off of my front left bumper stopped at the light.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get in that vehicle, and they turned their attention towards mine, and I drew a Glock 45 caliber handgun, and a Glock 36 model to be exact, 45 caliber handgun, and rested it up over the steering wheel with the muzzle against the glass, and that stopped both individuals. I never had to fire a shot. And I became one of those statistics. Yeah, the gun, it's amazing how Mr. Glock's invention will stop something in its tracks without having to use it. And the estimated statistic is about 2.5 million times Americans use a gun to defend themselves. And in about 95% of those cases, a shot is never fired. And I became one of those statistics. Barack Obama's own Justice Department, Bureau of Justice Statistics, tried to debunk that number, 2.5 million, which came from a University of Florida researcher, a liberal anti-gun researcher by the name of Gary Kleck. And his own Department of Justice, Bureau of Justice Statistics, found about 180,000 to 200,000 defensive gun uses per year, which comes out to hundreds of times a day, even if you use the left's own low number, that Americans use guns to defend themselves far more than criminals use them
sure.
to murder people in America. So that's about, yeah, that gave rise to my, that story became a column for a magazine that I wrote for 14 years subsequently, and that led to the radio program. And that now is on April 27th. We will begin our 12th year in national syndication on a wildly popular program.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, you know, number one, I commend you for what you're doing. I think you're doing a real service to American society. There's no question about that. I don't happen to be a gun owner, but the reason I don't own a gun is purely and simply I have a little bit of intelligence. I like to think that my IQ is somewhat above 27. And what I firmly believe, I've gotten to be a fairly well-known guy in an area down where I live, which is pretty remote. It's an area called the Custer Gun Club, Custer Gun and Sportsman Club, and the reason I support that organization is because they are very, very big on the next subject that I want to talk to you about, and that is the Second Amendment is, in my opinion, in your opinion, it's a God-given right. I agree with that 100% being a Christian, but number two, it is a legal right given by the Constitution. The only responsibility, in my opinion, that a gun owner has to have, bar none, is that owner has to know how to use that gun, to realize that it's a tool, a very effective tool, but it is a tool that can bite you if you let it, if you don't know what you're doing. Let's talk a little bit, if you would. We got about 2 minutes
sure.
left here, maybe 3 minutes. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of education when it comes to, not necessarily, well, gun usage, of course, but more importantly, gun ownership.
Gun ownership requires, with that right, comes great responsibility. And, you know, I like the analogy you used. It'll bite you. I have one of my experts that I've used on my program. He's co-author of my book, Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes. We teach people how to get off the gas and become better barbecue cookers with wood and charcoal. And we match up a great firearm with a great American barbecue recipe. And it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's been very successful. And that individual is George Hill. And George reminded my listeners a number of years ago, he says, you know, as a gun owner, you have to remember, we become so accustomed to carrying our gun every day.
Mm-hmm.
I get up in the morning, I put a gun on, just like some people put milk on cereal.
Sure.
But George reminded us that holstering that firearm and unholstering that firearm is the most dangerous thing you'll do that day, save for driving all over the place. Because if you lose sight of that firearm's power, it'll bite you like a rattlesnake. It's
mm-hmm.
like a rattlesnake, and you got to be really careful. So that requires us, as law-abiding, responsible people, to be law-abiding and responsible and to get necessary training. Take the training necessary to understand and know the firearm that we have and know how to use it properly. Learn these things. And, you know, it's amazing. I remember when Arizona became a quote-unquote constitutional carry state.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be out there, I believe it was in October of 2010 or 2015. I can't remember the exact year. But I was out there when Governor Jan Brewer signed the bill, and it became law immediately where no permit was required. And I was at the Scottsdale Gun Club speaking with some of the trainers who were just petrified. Nobody needs to be trained anymore to get a permit, which was a requirement under Arizona law to have a permit. Now they can just carry a gun. We're going to lose all of our business. I said, no, you're not. You're going to get so busy you can't stand yourself, because there are going to be so many more responsible people carrying guns, and responsible people act responsibly. And I was right. Those people, their classes are filled. There's not enough instructors, because responsible Americans act responsibly. But if you're a gun owner, learn how to use the gun. If you need assistance, it's real simple. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. I'll point you in the right direction.
There you go. You know, I have found that gun owners up here, the area that I live in, that's kind of a unique community, golf course community, but virtually everybody up here is, number one, they live here because they want to live here, and nobody gets transferred in. Most of them are retired. They are very, very responsible people. Got to take a real quick commercial break. Going to be right back with Mark Walters. hang on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my chat right now with Mark Walters. Mark is a radio personality in the firearm industry. Very sensible guy, college graduate. I can tell you right now, just from talking to him, he's a very bright guy. He's a very grounded guy. We're going to talk just a little bit here about the hypocrisy among politicians. Off mic, during the commercial, Mark and I were talking a little bit about, you know, what's going on, for example, in major metropolitan areas like San Francisco, where the progressive, dirty word in my opinion, where the progressive politicians are very, very anti-Second Amendment rights. And I was telling Mark, I said, Mark, you know, I guarantee you that Nancy Pelosi, who happens to be a neighbor of a friend of ours in San Francisco, I guarantee you there are parts of the city that she lives in that she will not go into during the daylight without an armed guard. Mark had some interesting thoughts about that.
You know, Al, it's interesting. Yeah, as a radio host myself, yeah, I think you'll agree with me. But some of the best radio the listeners get to hear is the radio that they don't get to hear. And that's the stuff that we talk about off air. So it's always fun to be, able, to bring that to the airwaves, because in a lot of cases we can't. And in this case we can. And I thank you for allowing me to, the opportunity to expand on Nancy Pelosi.
Marco, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay. I can't wait. I can't think of any bigger hypocrite than Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg is the epitome of hypocrite when it comes to guns, as is Governor Murphy in New Jersey and what has been recent breaking news over the last two to three, four days. But when Nancy Pelosi decries gun ownership, she does it surrounded by taxpayers paid armed guards. When Michael Bloomberg tells you that no American should own a gun and only the police should own guns, Michael Bloomberg is telling you that surrounded by privately paid for armed security detail.
That's right.
When Governor Murphy tells you that he is closing down gun shops because nobody should be panic buying guns, because nobody need guns, that if you need a gun, you call the police. And he shuts down the Second Amendment in New Jersey, which, by the way, he was sued into compliance for. We will continue to sue these people into compliance. He does it surrounded by armed guards. The ultimate hypocrisy. And what that does is exposes the true agenda of these people, and it's real simple. Okay for me, not for thee.
That's
I'm
right.
The governor, I'm important, you're not. If you need somebody, you call a cop. If you want private security, become the governor. Otherwise, shut your trap and do what I say.
That's right.
And it doesn't work that way. That's why we have a Second Amendment Foundation. That's why we've got over 40 cases in court right now. That's why just over the last several days we sued Governor Murphy into compliance to the point I know it hurts him. He's got to put some type of skin cream on his face. The slap from the Constitution hurts so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's why Governor Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania backed down and decided that, well, yeah, I guess gun shops are essential. It's why Governor, I forget his name in Illinois, forgive me, decided to make gun shops essential businesses, because he's already been sued by the Second Amendment Foundation
mm-hmm.
and spent millions of taxpayer dollars losing. It's why Sheriff Villanueva in Los Angeles was recently slapped down by the Constitution. They're under lawsuit by the Second Amendment Foundation now, because you have individual mayors, individual sheriffs. I call these people homeowners association wannabes. These are people who, for whatever reason, have never attained enough power in their private lives that they decide that they want to take power in these little small positions and somehow make themselves bigger than they are, and they feel that they can take away our constitutional rights. No mayor, listener, in America has the ability, the authority, legal or moral, to tell you that you can't use a firearm to defend your life and then close down a gun shop and take that right away from you. If you know of one, you reach out to us at SAF.org and we will sue them into compliance and shut them up. And that's exactly what's happened in L.A. with Villanueva when he was forced to reopen gun shops because, lo and behold, he found out, I'm the sheriff, but I can't take away the constitutional rights of my citizens.
No, you
can't. This is the attacks that we're under every single day in America. And the Second Amendment, through this, after this COVID thing goes away, listener, it will. I promise life will get back to normal. The Second Amendment is going to emerge out of this much stronger, and here's how I can prove it. Nobody is screaming for the gun control agenda now. People are buying guns in record numbers, including liberals, who are finding out that all of the things they've been told aren't true. What do you mean I got to wait 10 days to get a gun for myself? That's because that's what you've been pushing on everybody. But they've been told they can buy guns online. No, you can't. You can't buy guns online, and you can't have them shipped to your home. They've been fed a bunch of lies. Now they're finding that out. And I welcome them as new gun owners and welcome them into the family, because they're fixable.
Now, Mark, when you're talking about you can't have guns You can't purchase guns online, number one. Number two, you can't have them shipped to your phone, your home. I'm assuming you're talking about handguns. In the case of shotguns, hunting rifles, what's the, let's say manual hunting rifles, what's the situation with those tools?
What I'm referring to is we are told by politicians that it's easier to buy a gun than a ham sandwich.
We're told
by politicians that we can buy guns anywhere and have them. They've been lying to people for years. Every single firearm purchase that you purchase lawfully has to be purchased and sent through a federal firearms licensee. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't sell your gun to a neighbor, for example, in a time of crisis, or loan your gun to hunt. Okay, they're trying. That's what's called the expanded background check. We don't have anywhere near enough time to go into that. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people believe that you can pick the phone up, call a gun dealer, buy a gun over the phone, and have it shipped to your home, and you can't. A gun that's purchased online has to go through a dealer. It has to be transferred to a dealer, then through another dealer when you pick it up, and you have to have a background check to pick that firearm up. You have to have a background check whether you buy a rifle or a shotgun or a handgun. It makes no difference.
Well, let me tell you an interesting story about that. I was, when my grandson turned 16, decided I wanted him to become familiar with firearms, and consequently, I called a close friend of mine, fellow who I do a Bible study with, happens to be an ex-Navy SEAL instructor, decorated, by the way, by the President of the United States, very, very grounded individual, and I said,
oh, yeah.
And I said, Bailey, I want you to do me a favor. My grandson's going to come up here. He's a great kid. I want to get him a somewhat sensible, benign firearm so he can just become familiar with guns, understand what they're all about. I'd like to take him shooting. I am not qualified to go to the Custer Gun Club and really teach him anything. You're a decorated veteran. Would you do me a favor? Would you take Braden to the Custer Gun Club along with me, and let's show him what guns are all about? My friend Mike Bailey actually said, of course he would do that, but he said, I'm very serious. He said, Al, I don't want you to open your mouth. This is my show. I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to make sure that your grandson gets the right picture. I have never seen Bailey so serious and so focused on a 16-year-old young man as he was on my son, Braden, grandson, Braden. Anyway, the point I want to make here, I want to get you back on the show, Mark, but I want to close with this. Thanks, bud. I want to close with this. Responsibility and common sense has to be the word of the day. Mark will be back with us. Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New CDC guidelines are advising people to use non-medical face coverings to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. President Trump said it's not for him.
I'm somehow sitting in the Oval Office behind that beautiful Resolute desk, the great Resolute desk. I think wearing a face mask as I greet presidents, prime ministers, dictators, kings, queens. I don't know. Somehow, I don't see it for myself.
He said the states had a chance to order hard-to-come-by ventilators years ago.
The previous administration, the shelves were empty. So what you should do is speak to the people from the previous administration.
3M shot back over the Trump administration's criticism, saying to stop the exports of medical-grade masks raises significant humanitarian implications. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Time for the second half, AER Politics. I've got a gentleman on the line who I guarantee is going to become a good friend of mine. He's also going to become a regular guest on that show. His name is Stephen Williford. Stephen was involved in an altercation in Sutherland Springs, Texas, that involved a shooter in a church. We're going to talk about that during the last half of this particular segment of the program. We're going to talk about it because I think Stephen will very effectively explain to everybody why it's necessary to be prepared at all times. Mr. Williford, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us a little bit about the church where you acted very effectively on the defensive side of a shooting.
Hi, it's great to be on the show today, and I'm sponsored by Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org. Mm-hmm. I am fourth generation, born and raised here in Sutherland Springs. I love my community, and I grew up on a dairy here, and I was a maintenance plumber at a hospital in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And on November 5th, 2017, I chose to stay home instead of going to church that morning, because on the next Monday I was going to have to start my on-call, and I was going to have to carry a pager, and I could be called at any time and have to run in and take care of a plumbing emergency 24 hours a day for the next 7 days. And so I chose to stay home and rest up, because I knew it was going to be a tough week. We normally do about 20 extra hours.
Yes, sir.
And it's at any given moment, you know, at night or whatever. And people ask, what's a plumbing emergency? And I'm going to tell you, if you've got 3 inches of raw sewage running down a hallway in a sterile hospital,
yes, sir,
that constitutes an emergency.
Yes, it does.
But so I stayed home from church that day, and my wife went to work on my daughter's house. We were building her house by ourselves, and at the time we were taping and floating the walls, and she went over to work on the house since we weren't going to go to church that day. My oldest daughter was washing dishes at my house because she was living with us. She was engaged to be married and didn't want to sign another apartment rental contract and not be able to get out of it after she got married. So she moved in with us, and she was going to do dishes that morning. And I was in my room resting, and my older daughter came into the room and said, "Dad, doesn't that sound like gunfire?" And I said, "It sounded like, to me, it sounded like somebody tapping at my window." And I opened the curtain and said, "I don't, you know, sounds like somebody tapping at the window." She said, "Come into the kitchen. It sounds louder there."
Okay.
And when I walked into the kitchen, I realized right away it was gunfire. I was a NRA instructor, and I taught defensive courses for 20-odd years. I know very much what gunfire sounds like.
Yes, sir.
So I ran to my safe to get my gun out, and my daughter ran out the door, got in her car, and ran up the block to see what was going on. And I pulled out my gun, and I grabbed the box of ammunition and started loading it real quick. And I called my wife and said, "Where are you at?" She said, "I'm at Rachel's house, taping and floating the walls." I said, "Stay where you're at." And she said, "What's going on?" She could hear the panic in my voice. And I said, "There's an active shooter at the church. Just stay where you're at." She said, "Don't go over there." And I hung up on her. And the oldest daughter came in the house and said, "Dad, there's a guy in black tactical gear shooting up the church." I said, "Did you call 911? She said, "I did. They're aware of it." So right away, what that told me was that police are coming as fast as they can.
Yes, sir.
I was more afraid of the police that moment than I was the shooter. Because they're coming to a mass shooting, and I'm running across the street with a rifle in my hands. And, but my community couldn't wait. I ran out the door, and my oldest daughter followed me out the door. And I turned around and I looked at her, and I said, "Go back in the house and load me a magazine." I said, "I've only got a handful of ammunition," because I didn't take time to load a whole magazine. In fact, I didn't even have shoes on. And I told her, "Go back in the house and load me another magazine." I wanted to get her doing something. I wanted to give her busy work. I didn't think she could come over and run over and hand me a magazine and a shootout.
Yes, sir.
But I wanted to send her back in the house because I didn't want him. He already had more targets than I cared to even think about that I cared for. I didn't need her following me over into it. And so she ran back in the house, and as I ran across the street, I cried out. I called out. And people say, "Why would you do that?" Well, that wasn't a real tactical thing to do, to give away my element of surprise or anything. And I truly believe that it was the Holy Spirit calling out the demon that was in him. Because inside the church, he had just shot Chris Workman in the back. And Chris was instantly paralyzed from the waist down. And then he shot Chris's mother through the breast. Mm-hmm. And he was walking over to finish him off. And they heard me yell out. The people in the church heard me yell. And he did, apparently, because he stopped what he was doing at that moment and came outside and started shooting at me. And when he came out of the doors of the church and started shooting at me, he had on class 3 body armor.
Mm-hmm.
For people that don't know what class 3 body armor is, class 2 body armor is what police department usually carries, and it'll stop a pistol. But class 3 is like the military uses. and it'll stop a rifle. So that was kind of my worst nightmare. He came out of the church and started shooting at me. And I trained
Stephen, let me interrupt you just for a second. We've got plenty of time here, about 2 minutes. But what kind of weapon did the shooter have, Stephen?
Well, when he was in the church, he had an AR-15,
mm-hmm.
and so did I. But he also had a pistol, and for whatever reason, when I called out, he dropped his rifle in the church and came out and started shooting at me with a pistol. He had already dropped over 15, 30-round magazines in and around the church from his rifle and more from his pistol. They estimate that he fired over 700 rounds in the church.
Oh, my gosh.
And he came out of the church at that moment with a pistol, and he started shooting at me. And he hit the truck in front of me. He shattered the windshield of the car behind me, and he hit the house behind me. And it was like God spoke to me and said, don't worry about those rounds. Just do what I sent you here for. I positioned behind a Dodge pickup truck, and I engaged him. And the coroner's report said he had a contusion on his left chest, and he had a contusion on his abdomen. Well, the body armor stopped those bullets, but it didn't stop him. And he did feel them. And when I hit him, he started running for his vehicle, which was sitting in the middle of the street with the engine running and the driver's side door open. And when he turned to get in his vehicle, he exposed his side.
Mr. Williford, I got to stop you just for a second. We've got to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, hold your breath. We're going to be back in 30 seconds to hear the exact conclusion of this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Stephen, I have to apologize for interrupting you at that time, but that was a logical place to do it. So the shooter was running for his car. You're on, sir.
Okay, so he turned to his side, and I saw Class 3 body armor has a front plate and it has a rear plate, and it Velcros across the side. And I was able to put a bullet between the plate and his side. And I was able to put one high in his legs. He got into his vehicle, he shut the door, and he put two more rounds through the side window. And I couldn't see him because of reflection in the window. But I put a bullet where I perceived his head to be, and the coroner's report said he had an abrasion across his forehead. He also had a tactical helmet, a bulletproof helmet on, and it had a dark tinted shield, but I was able to put a bullet across his forehead, apparently, and he accelerated, turned the corner, and started accelerating as fast as that vehicle. It was a Ford Explorer. Started running just as fast as he could away from me. And I ran out into the middle of the street. By the time I got in the middle of the street, he was approximately 150 yards away. I put another bullet through the back of his windshield that shattered the rear windshield. And it went through the driver's side seat, and the police said that bullet hit him just right at the left shoulder blade. And he continued to go. He had on body armor. And I'm thinking, this can't end this way. It just can't end this way. And I looked off to my left, and there was a pickup truck sitting at the stop sign.
And I ran
over and I tapped on the window of the pickup truck and said, that guy just shot up the Baptist church and we have to stop him. And any sane person at this point would have probably accelerated and left me at the stop sign. But this is Texas we're talking about. We're not known for our sanity.
No, you're not. But you are known for your intelligence and bravery, sir.
Next thing I heard were the locks coming open on the truck, and I climbed up in the truck with Johnny. I didn't know Johnny. I'd never met him before. Didn't know his name. Long, tall Texan, thin, Western hat with a feather in it and a toothpick hanging out of Johnny's mouth, if you can imagine that picture.
Yes, I can.
A longhorn skull tattooed in the middle of his neck and the horns going up all the way up under his ears.
and Johnny accelerated. He was already on the phone talking to 911. They put him through directly to dispatch. And we started chasing the guy down the road. We were running in the direction that he had gone, but we didn't see him anymore. But we were running just as fast as that truck could go, and Johnny's telling them crossroads as we cross different roads and stuff, and I thought, now's the best time to check, see how many rounds I got left, because I didn't know how many I fired.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how many I had left, and I dropped the magazine, and I had one round in the top of the magazine, and one in the chamber. I had two rounds left, and he had on class 3 body armor still. So I told Johnny, I said, tell them to hurry, hurry. I have two rounds left. And the only thing I could think of is at the end of this chase, there's going to be another gunfight. And I've got two rounds left. And we sped down the road doing over 95 miles per hour, splitting cars and running. And finally, he came into view. And I could see it. It was a gray SUV. And the back windshield was shattered. And I looked at Johnny and I said, Johnny, I didn't know his name. I just looked at him. I said, you know, if you catch him, you're going to have to put him off the road. And he turned and looked at me, and the first words he said to me were, yep, I already figured that. So as we started to come up on him and catch him, he pulled off into the bar ditch on the right-hand side and stopped with a road sign right in front of him. And Johnny pulled up, still on the high, on the pavement, and he stopped, kind of behind him. And I started to open the door with my left hand. I stuck the rifle out the window of the door and opened the door, and as I started to shove the door, I was going to step out, and I was going to use the door as a shield and re-engage it. Before my foot hit the pavement, he accelerated. He hit the sign in front of him. It folded over the vehicle and came over, and he ran right back up on the road again. And Johnny took off after him again, and he got about 3/4 of a mile farther up the road, and then he swerved off to the left-hand side this time. He ran through a fence and about 50 yards out into a field. And Johnny came up and stopped on the road. And I told Johnny, I said, just get down below the dash. Stay out of the gunfight. And I got out and I put my rifle over the hood of the truck and I started yelling at him. Telling him, get out of the vehicle, get out of the vehicle. I couldn't see any movement or anything from the angle where I was. And Johnny did whatever millennial would do. He got out of the truck videoing me with his phone. But 5 to 7 minutes, I waited. 5 to 7 minutes was estimated. And then I heard a police officer on a PA system say, driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands up. I turned and looked to my left, and about 50 yards up the road to my left was a police cruiser with a police officer standing there behind his door, a PA in his left hand and his pistol in his right hand. He said it again. He said, driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands up. And I thought to myself, you know, when the police get there, comply, comply, comply. Yes, I didn't want any mistakes. I laid the rifle on the hood of the truck, and I started to the back of the truck with my hands over my head, palms out toward him, walking to the back of the truck. He keyed the mic, and he looked at me and made eye contact. He said, not you. So I ran back over, picked up the rifle, and put it back over the hood and held it over for probably another 5 minutes or so, and more officers showed up. And this time, they pulled out rifles, and I thought, okay, I am done. And so I laid my rifle on the toolbox behind the cab of the truck this time. And then I'm trying to stand in the shade of the truck because November 5th, 2017, here in Texas, it was 90 degrees.
Yes, sir.
And I had mentioned earlier that I was barefoot. My feet were getting hot.
Yes, sir.
So So I stood there for probably another 30, 45 minutes trying to figure out what the police were doing. Their police line was set up 50 yards from me. And finally, I decided I'm going to run back to the police line. And when I started to run, they got on, started yelling, "No, no, 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 we'll bring up a cruiser so you can use it for cover." And so they brought up a cruiser, and I squatted down beside the cruiser and ran back to the police line. And then I figured out what they were waiting on, because they got a drone, and they flew the drone over there and looked inside. And the police told me that basically he had called his wife and his father and told them that he had done something horrible, and that he had been shot multiple times and he wasn't going to make it, and he took his own life. And I'm okay with that.
Can I just interrupt you, Stephen? We're down to about a minute here. We're going to get you back on the show. There's no question about that. You are a perfect example, but being, of course, a National Rifle Association instructor, knowing what you know about firearms, of course you're always going to be prepared. Mr. Williford, I have to tell you, we need more people like you. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I would have to say that the vengeance took. The Lord was working through you, I would say. You mentioned you thought the Holy Spirit was working through you. I have to say that he probably was. No, being the Christian that I am, I know that he was working through you, and I think that you earned your way through the pearly gates that day. Mr. Williford, got to go right now, but I'll tell you what, we are definitely going to get you back on the show in the very near future. Sir, I appreciate your time, and thank you.
Thank you. Remember, SAF.org.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.